Foreign Language Learner Podcast.
Hi, this is Living the COVID-19 Pandemic Podcast. My name is Natalia. I am the second year of Letters course at IBUC UNESP. The most important thing I have learned during the coronavirus pandemic is related to entertainment during these tough times. So that's why I decided to talk about some changes that we saw in these teams after the beginning of quarantine. According to an article on the BBC website, 12 million people joined a streaming service they hadn't used before. Within these 12 million people, 25% never had any of these streaming services before that. Just with this information, we can see that one of the reasons why people started to search for this was because they began spending more time at home during lockdown. And we can see that in Brazil too. According to a Brazilian site, 2020 is the year of streaming in our country. Globoplay, which is a streaming platform of soap operas, movies and TV shows, had an increase of 145% of signatures in comparison with the same period in 2019. Global Studios said that they anticipated some releases and also started to invest in live streams. We can see proof of this right now with Disney Plus, which was released only on November 17th in Brazil and is already a success. But we can't forget that entertainment services suffered a lot of the effects of quarantine because they couldn't work on new projects like recording new movies, soap operas and all this type of content until a few months ago. With that in mind, we've seen the impact of coronavirus, social distance and quarantine in all kinds of sports. The NBA, for example, returned after a 5-month hiatus because of corona, and even then, they returned with certain restrictions. The NFL's calendar didn't have to change, but they also started the league with restrictions. Brazilian soccer made a hiatus and returned with restrictions too. Sports, in my opinion, are also a form of entertainment because even if people couldn't go to the stadiums, they were happy when the leagues announced their return. And we can't forget about social media. With lockdowns, people started to make all kinds of videos, personal or for work, and post them on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. TikTok became a sensation during lockdown. Currently, some activities are returning, and I noticed that people are still using this type of entertainment, but now they use it as a marketing strategy. Also, some people became famous because of their entertainment content on social media, so now they use these apps for work too. We can see that entertainment had and still has a huge impact on people during the pandemic. Some people use it as work, some use it for fun and to kill some time, almost like an alienation. I couldn't have gone through this without some entertainment. So I would like to thank you all for listening to this podcast and I hope that you enjoyed it. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Foreign Language Learner Podcast. And thanks to UNESP's International Relations Office and Undergraduate Studies Provost, PODIBILSI, PAPERP, and Teletandem Laboratory for supporting this initiative.